You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sokoski. Last year marked the first time since 2005 that the U.S. Army missed its recruiting goal, and that slowdown is being felt by recruiters here in Syracuse as well. A lot of attention has been paid to the problems with getting soldiers to enlist. However, it's also getting tough to attract officers, people with college degrees who serve in leadership roles. WAER's Brandon Ross tells us how the Army is trying to counterattack this trend.
Every May, we have this thing called Fleet Week, which the Navy... The fleet comes into New York Harbor, and it's just like you see a bunch of sailors just walking around everywhere, and you see the ships, the destroyers, the carriers, stuff like that.
For Minkailu Kanute, service has always been big in his family. His grandfather was a Marine, his mother an Army veteran. And growing up in New York City, he also got the chance to regularly see military role models up close.
One time back when I was younger, we went aboard one of the aircraft carriers, a very, very cool experience right there.
Kanute is now an Army ROTC cadet at Syracuse University. He's training to commission as an officer before earning a law degree and becoming a military lawyer. When he looks at his peers, though, he notices there aren't many very eager to serve.
Out of a high school of like 900-some kids, I'd say about four had enlisted in the military, and I'm including myself as doing ROTC as being one of those kids. So it was not a popular career path.
The job of combating that trend falls on people like Sergeant First Class Justin Story, a recruiter in the Army's North Syracuse office. He took the job 3 years ago, and he's since fine-tuned his pitch.
The level of training that you're going to receive and leadership skills, you know, that you're going to be able to apply if you decide to get back into the civilian world, they're just going to set you apart from your peers.
However, this pitch to potential officers has fallen on deaf ears lately. The Department of Defense has watched the number of active duty Army officers drop by almost 8% since 2013. Dr. Beth Ash is a senior economist at the RAND Corporation who's extensively researched military recruiting, and she says a flourishing job market might be cutting into the talent pool.
There's been research on this for decades, and that consistently shows that when the economy improves, unless the Army takes proactive steps, recruiting goes down.
And these factors have forced the Army to innovate its approach.
Using and adapting in social media.
I make all my money on social media.
Story has even created a Facebook account with the stage name Jason specifically for recruiting.
That's where all the kids are at today. Instagram, Facebook. Some of the guys use, you know, Snapchat.
The Army is also starting to ramp up efforts in 22 of the country's largest cities. Places Ash says it doesn't typically target.
And so I think the Army's logic is let's try recruiting in places where we traditionally have focused less effort, because it could be that the reason that it might have been less productive is simply because we haven't put the effort in those areas, not that there's not a willingness.
That may cure what Kanute says is a general lack of understanding of the military amongst his peers.
They think that, you know, you go in the military, you're automatically going to die and stuff like that. They don't understand that, you know, military is just about just more than what you see in Call of Duty or in movies and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of things behind it.
It looks like the old Army table set up at high schools and colleges isn't working the way it used to, and these ventures into social media and new areas seem to be the way forward. So if you're a college graduate, don't be surprised if Uncle Sam comes calling from somewhere you may not expect. Brandon Ross, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.